And we are back here getting set for the start of quarter number two. Fresh set of 15 minutes put up on the board. And it will be Siskevich to stay in at quarterback. Here's the give off the left side. I want to check that. Billy D'Amato, my mistake, is the quarterback number 12.
You're looking on the wrong team, Matt.
I was looking at the wrong roster, and that is correct.
Yeah, D'Amato was a late addition. As I said, you know, both teams a little short on the quarterback position, and D'Amato, the outstanding thrower. He's a gunslinger, Matt, from St. John Vianney. Give you his numbers right after this play, but he can throw the football, and he's got an outstanding teammate on this squad, so look for them two to hook up.
As Gargiulo is part of a three-back set, the deepest man in the alignment. He'll get the carry. Monmouth County trying to go power football here. They'll slam it forward on third down and three and pick up four. Tonight's game brought to you in part by the Horn Law Group of Toms River, analyzing and addressing clients' legal issues in an aggressive but sensible manner. For more information on how they can help you, visit hornlawgroup.net. Also brought to you tonight by the Center for Orthopedics and Sports Medicine and Dr. Daniel Fox.
D'Amato, Matt, 20 over 2,100 yards through the air for St. John Vianney and 16 touchdown passes. So he could sling it with the best of them.
We'll send Joey Schultz off to his left. Two wings to either side. Ball will be staying on the ground here. Gargiulo will get the carry. And he is knocked down quickly. Mason Fasikas, again, we call his name, making the tackle in the backfield. Three-yard loss, make it second and 13.
Our official team chiropractor. Julie Prince is his teammate and the guy he likes to throw to. Number three. He caught 11 of those touchdown passes for the Lancers.
A couple of the games over the course of the prior 36 years have seen some low points, Ed, but I can't remember a game that's seen as many kind of big plays defensively we've seen tonight. Lots of pressure in the backfield. Fake end around. D'Amato in trouble. Runs through one tackle. Maybe got back to the line of scrimmage and then will get ridden out of bounds. Looks like they'll move it back a little bit, so that will go as a sack.
Let's get the Monmouth play right here.
Yeah, might have to shoot it. Backside shooter. Good. Here we go.
What do we got, Coach? Throwing it. That's all you would tell me. Throwing it. A signal in their place.
Athletic trainers.
Third and a short three. Putting the
third
ball
and 13.
Oh, I'm sorry. Third and 13. They're putting the ball up in the air. Forgot about the fumble there.
D'Amato here will set up in a shotgun, but still a two-back set. Two receivers to his left, one off to his right. Looks, throws over the middle. Left that one. Monmouth County will have to punt this one away. Tonight's game brought to you in part by Sansone Junior's 66 Auto Mall, Neptune, proud sponsor of the Teen Safe Driving Program, and by the Teachers Insurance Plan of New Jersey, ensuring the educational community, including the PTA and PTO, and its membership. Grasso and Hardy back deep. Let's see maybe yet if we could grab a Monmouth County player while you're trickling on the sideline once the defense goes on. Mild pressure here by Ocean County. Hardy fields it right at his 35-yard line. So puts a couple of tackles and makes his way over midfield. One tackle away from an even bigger gain. Got about 16 on that one, and it will set up here a first and 10 for Ocean. Ed.
Anthony Gargiulo from Colts Neck. Quite a few carries tonight. Can't get the offense going. What's up out there?
You know, it's just taking a little bit because we haven't had, like, a full days of practice yet. We only had maybe 2 days to actually get stuff done. So we're a little rusty right now. I think if we give it a little bit more time, we'll be all right.
Fun game to play in, though, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I played against most of these guys. You know, didn't really like most of them during those games. But when we get together like this, I love every one of them. They're all great guys.
Off to the Naval Academy. Exciting.
Yeah, I can't wait for that.
When do you report?
Sunday. I leave Sunday.
Good luck, Pete.
Thank you very much, sir.
Well, in a game sponsored here, Ed, by the U.S. Army, it is always great to see guys from the Shore area that continue their career at one of the service academies, and an amazing accomplishment for Anthony Gargiulo, who will be part of the Naval Academy and will be a midshipman.
Yeah, you don't get many players, let's face it, football players who are recruited by the Naval and the of course the Corps of the cadets up at Army. So big honor for Anthony Gargiulo.
Kelly,
great player.
Kelly here on first down will run it forward and get about 10, maybe 11, enough for a first down to the 20-yard line. While we were talking to Gargiulo, we missed a pass completion from Kelly to Marcus Adamiola. That set Ocean County up here in business, and with that 11-yard run, it is now first and 10 from the Ocean County, check it, from the Monmouth County 20-yard line. 10.5 minutes to go in a scoreless now second quarter. Still looking for our first points of the night. Glover as the single setback. We'll stay in the block here. Kelly, quick pass over the middle, deflected at the line of scrimmage. Knocked down with the big paw of Nick Tompkins, the defensive lineman from Mattawan. And we'll set up a second down and 10. Tompkins on his way to Dartmouth. A game dictated so far by defense. Second and 10. Three wide receiver set off to the left. Kelly, quarterback draw, running right. There's our first flag of the night. This likely to be a hold and coming back close to a first down. But let's check the infraction first. It is a hold, and it is coming back. We mentioned Monmouth has won the last couple of times these teams have played. 2012, a 28-7 win. Last year, 19-7.
Now, we also mentioned, Matt, that Tommy Kelly probably predominantly will see most of the action. Maybe a little Barnes at QB and maybe some Vinny Grasso near the goal line. But it's going to be interesting to see in the second half, especially the way this offense has been going so far with Kelly getting a lot of carries, how he holds up. Because I don't care what kind of shape you are, you're not in football shape when you only practice a week and maybe a couple weeks if the kids start running during the summer. Tough job.
And longer quarters. Second down here in long. Kelly rolls left, in trouble, and gets sacked from the backside. Ball popped out, but they'll say it was down. And I would agree with that one. Nick Volpe, the combo defensive end linebacking menace from Colts Neck, gets the sack. Volpe, who will be going to Montclair State to continue his career with that big play, coming up at the 9-minute mark and rolling here. Third down and now very long. This is a set of downs that started at the 20 all the way back now to the 30-yard line. So third down and 20 for Ocean County. Maybe four down territory here is a bit out of the range, depending on what they do here on third down for Starego. Four wide receiver set. Kelly, draw play, will give it to Glover up the middle. Gets back to the 21, 9-yard pickup, still 11 yards short of a first down. On fourth and 11, they'll move to the sideline, so the offense will stay on.
Yeah, I was going to get Nick Volpe there, talk about that sack, but they may need him for a little pass rush right here on this fourth down. He was getting a drink of water after the sack.
Tom Kelly stays in at the quarterback on his way to Carnegie Mellon University. Just over 8 minutes to go. Bubble screen set up. That catch is made over the middle. Running his way forward. Good pickup by Evan Serrata from Toms River North, just inside the 10-yard line. I believe that is going to be enough for a first down.
Yes, it is, Matt.
So the first gamble of the night, perhaps, on fourth down and long pays off for Ocean County as they keep possession of the ball.
There's no doubt that Ocean has looked much better offensively. They've had great field position and have picked up quite a few first downs in this first half. And Monmouth will use a timeout right here. Let's see if we could sit in on the huddle of Monmouth County defense.
game tonight, presented by Jersey Mike's. Over 1,300 stores open and in development nationwide. Visit them online at jerseymikes.com.
See those guys, they're next to each other. You have the back to you, read the quarterback. He's coming to you. Not same side. He tackles. We got to get hands on, all right? Guys, you go all, hey, listen to me, right here. Safety, listen. All white coverage down here. White all way. Buzz your feet. It's white. Your friend moves, right? Are you guys here? White coverage, fellas. You're there. You got to run with it, all right? White coverage, safety.
That is Mark Toma, the defensive coordinator for the Monmouth team. One thing we picked up there, they're in white coverage. Oh. Rich Mosca, tell me what white coverage is.
White coverage is a little rotation.
Little rotation zone? Okay, little rotation zone. That was Rich Mosca, head coach at Monmouth Regional. Of course, one of my mentors early on at Keyport High School. Coached under Rich Mosca, went on to coach at Middletown South, and then FDU, very successful college coach.
First and goal, Kelly will keep it and get down to the six-yard line. Stopped there by a stingy Monmouth defense. Stick around at the half. We will bring you as much of the Hall of Fame inductees that we will have this year. Ed, what do you know about that?
Well, there's three outstanding individuals being inducted, and then me. Joe Adelizzi from the Asbury Park Press, longtime reporter, now retired. Bob Generelli, of course, from Raritan, Middletown South, head coach, outstanding, three state championships. And Bob Nanny from the Mariners of Toms River North. And somehow they must have ran out of people because they included me in that list of four.
Here's the inside give and carry. That was Vinny Grasso, who popped in there to the quarterback spot. A little wildcat look for Ocean County to give Kelly a break, who will now pop back in here on what will be third and goal from just inside the two-yard line.
Yeah, the other night in the gym on Wednesday, and that during those torrential rains, I saw him go to this goal line package with Grasso in at quarterback. Surprised they're not running it again here because they had some success there on second down.
Well, we've seen Kelly run it a bunch too.
Yeah, maybe they are. Yeah, I think they are. Grasso will be the quarterback here. Kelly will be the wideout.
Kelly going to split himself out. Glover stays in the backfield. Grasso here on third down and goal from inside the two. And we will have a timeout taken by Ocean County. So why don't we step out here real quick as well. We'll make this a 30-second break. 6:06 to go, quarter number two. Still no score, but Ocean County knocking on the door. They'll have a third and goal. And when we come back right after this, you're listening to the 37th annual Allshore Gridiron Classic on the Shore Sports Network. Ed Sarluka down on the field. Matt Horman up here in the box, assisted by Ryan Flannery, Brad Burescano, Mark Anthony back in the studios of 105.7 The Hawk. On third down here, we will have a flag.
This will be a move, Matt.
Procedure penalty against Ocean County. We'll back them up.
See my location now, Matt? Standing right behind Art Warner.
I see that.
The back judge here. Got a great view of this Monmouth defense with the Ocean offense coming right at me, and that was definitely procedure. So when you're on the one-yard line, you get those penalties. They are killers. Ocean will use another timeout.
Timeout, Ocean County. We'll keep it here. Invite you to check out the new and improved ShoreSportsNetwork.com website.
Anyway, back to the Hall of Fame inductions, Matt. I'm happy.
Are we going back to that? I thought we were done with that.
Happy to say that all my grandkids will be in attendance tonight. My sister is here. My wife, of course, Laura. And my son, Ed. So, big night for the Sarluka family. It's a humbling experience, that's for sure. An experience that I'm sure you will experience somewhere down the line when you get as old as me.
Oh, brother.
Remember, I'm old.
That's true, you are.
I'm back on the sun side now.
You getting cold? Those old bones get cold?
Working on the tan.
Yeah, get it in while you can. Beautiful day and night here Enjoying nice capacity crowd as well.
After the timeout, Ocean went out there with 12 players. One comes running off now. So Kelly back at the quarterback spot since they're back on the six.
And more of a conventional set here for Ocean. Three wide receiver set. It'll be Grasso in motion. He'll get the carry. Wanted to throw for a second. Now going to turn it upfield and get knocked out of bounds before the end zone. It'll set up fourth down and goal. Let's see where they spot it. Definitely did not get in. Couldn't stretch the ball out as credit Monmouth County there. Great job of stretching that play out.
Yeah, they need about a yard, Matt. Maybe a yard and a half, and they are going to go for it.
Inside the two with 5:40 and rolling here. It'll be fourth down and goal. Early turning point in this game. We've seen Ocean County solid so far offensively. Monmouth County has held them out up until this point. Grasso will go to the quarterback spot here in the Wildcat look. Barnes, the single man, split out to the right. Tight end Drew Scott to the left. Two backs in the backfield with Grasso. Glover will go in motion. Grasso will get it. Did he get in? No, they will say his knee hit before he was able to stretch the ball over. And the Monmouth County defense able to hold things up. Great job of closing the hole down. Nick Volpe, number five. He stretched it over, Ed, but the knee it hit first. That's a really good call.
It's a great call
by the referee.
I had a good picture of it also, Matt. His knee definitely was down. Then he stretched it out. Let's try to get Vinny Grasso, find out. See, I'm sure he's going to tell you he was in. Vinny, what do you think? In?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we were in the end zone on that one.
So we saw it. We saw the knee touch, and you reached out. Ball was over the goal line, but said your knee was down, right?
Definitely close.
You like running that that little goal line package, huh?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Made a living out of Mondon.
Vinny Grasso will continue his career at Monmouth University. 5:07 to go here in the second quarter. Still scoreless now. Backed up as far as they can, the Monmouth County offense, who will have it first down and 10 from their own one-yard line.
I liked his take on that, Matt. He went from definitely in to
tough play.
It was close.
That's what they say, politically correct. Certainly, Ed, one of the more dynamic players at the shore. Just one of those guys who could play a bunch of different roles in a bunch of different spots. He'll continue his career, as we said, at Monmouth University.
Matt, Tommy Kelly here. Tommy, doing a lot of running out there. Probably the most carries you've had maybe all year, right?
I always like running the ball. They never let me run. Coach Davis never let me run. But no. I mean, the D-linemen are big. We got to slow them down somehow. The reads and the draws are going to help us out, I hope.
You know, the offense does look pretty good. You've had great field position and have moved the ball pretty well.
It all goes to our defense. I mean, they're killing it other than, you know, that play. But a lot of them, I mean, they're stopping that horse, Gargulio. I mean, that kid's a house. And they're doing pretty well out there. I mean, giving us good field position. You know, we just got to start capitalizing. It's killing me.
You know, it's a long game, right? You know, basically 15-minute quarters. You play five quarters in this game. Can you make it through five?
I sure hope so.
Good luck the second half.
Well said, Tommy Kelly. As we mentioned, on his way to Carnegie Mellon, as D'Amato stays in at the quarterback spot, Gargiulo got Monmouth County some breathing room, an 11-yard pickup out to the 12-yard line. Here, not much to work with. Lost a yard, back to the 11. Good defensive pressure that time. Zach Siskevich, number 12, from Monsignor Donovan.
Matt, basically, you heard Monmouth talk a little bit, Anthony Gargiulo, about the practices. You basically have five practices. You practice Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. And, of course, Wednesday is pretty basically a walkthrough. Well, they were rained out of three of those practices and had no gym to practice in. So they got wet a little bit outside, but a lot of chalk work and things like that. And that's what Anthony Gargiulo alluded to, the lack of practice time.
3:35 and rolling here in the first half. Here is D'Amato with an option play off to the right that he will keep and will get to the 19-yard line. Solid gain on second down, which will make it third down here and about three.
You know, D'Amato, and this is in no way a sign of disrespect, but he is a quarterback in a lineman's body. He is short and stocky and well-built, but he looks more like a pulling guard than he does a quarterback, but he could sling it with the best of them.
We'll set up here in a potential throwing situation. Has two receivers either way. Leonetti will go in motion. He will get the carry. Jet sweep off to the left side, hops over the pile to the 21-yard line. He's going to be shy of the first down, and yet again, Monmouth County will have to punt the football. This has been the theme of the night offensively for the Monmouth County All-Star team, Ed. They just can't get anything going offensively.
About six punts, I believe, six, maybe seven punts, and only a couple of first downs, and you are correct. I did not think that could happen. You know, with backs like Leonetti and Gargiulo. I mean, they've got some good running backs, but, you know, you've got to put it all together offensively. It's a fine-tuned mechanism. Not so tonight so far for Monmouth County. But you know what? The score is 0-0.
Low snap, blocked punt. Fasikas able to get it off the foot of Kramer, who had to handle a low snap, and then it is fielded down the field by Drew Scott. Ocean County, again, another theme, excellent field position for the Ocean County All-Stars offensively. This, their best of the night. They'll have it first and 10 from the Monmouth County 31-yard line.
Let's get the play, Matt.
Low left, 91 fling and go, 91 fling and go.
I assume that's a throw?
Yeah, it's a bubble, fake the bubble and throw him behind.
Fake the bubble to Grasso and then throw behind, so look for the home run ball right here.
Grasso will set himself as the inside man in a three wide receiver set to the left.
Probably going to be either Barnes or Adam Miola, the final receiver here, as they fake the bubble to Grasso.
There's the pump fake and the throw over the middle thrown behind Barnes. Wasn't a whole lot to work with there for Kelly on the go part of it. Monmouth had it defensed pretty well with 1:56 to go here in the first half. We are still looking for our first points of the night.
And that's about what Monmouth County's got to take into the locker room, Matt, that they did not do anything offensively, played good defense at times, but go into the locker room 0-0 if this score stays as it is right now with 1:56 left. Ocean with one timeout left. They used two on that last possession.
Second and 10. Kelly will keep it off the right side. Dodges one tackler. Gets over the 30, down close to the 25.
Tom Kelly with the quarterback.
Let's make that the 26, about a six-yard pickup. Third down and four. Now coming up with 1:40 to go, and the clock moving here in this first half. Ocean County looking for the first points of the night. Kelly will throw it to the outside, incomplete to Grasso. That'll stop the clock, but with fourth down coming, Ocean County with perhaps their last chance to get something down towards the end zone. They've been able to move it 20-20. But it's been inside of that where Ocean County has been unable to punch it in. This following up the block punt from Southern Regional's Mason Fasikas.
Play number 41. I believe I started a little early.
This will be a procedure penalty. It'll go from fourth and a long four to fourth and a long nine for Ocean County.
Well, offense has been out there a lot. Could the fatigue factor start to hit right now?
It'll be a false start on Ocean County.
We're marching back five, so that'll make that fourth down a little bit tougher.
Fourth down and 10.
Kelly will come back to the line. Sirota Adamiola will split out this time has a combo set to the right. Grasso and Barnes up top to the left. This may be a shot for Kelly to go down the field. Five-step drop, hanging, going down over the middle. It's intercepted, picked off by Monmouth County. Running forward, number 18, Myson Pennington. He fumbles the football. It's picked up and into the end zone is Vinny Grasso. Touchdown, Ocean County. How about that for a change? Pennington lost his helmet and the ball all at the same point around the 25-yard line. Grasso, Johnny on the spot, runs it in. Touchdown, Ocean County. That gives Ocean County the first points of the night, the first lead of the night, 6-0 with the extra point upcoming. Ball popped out late and right into the hands of Grasso, who had a marching band in front of him and rumbles his way into the end zone. Starego for the extra point.
Marcus Adamioa here, the big guy on the big hit. Tell us about it.
Just out there making plays. That's all. All of us playing team, playing at the team right now.
Helmet on the ball?
Yes. Yes, I'm on the ball.
You realize you knocked him, the ball loose, and his helmet?
Yes.
Vinny Grasso in the right spot at the right time on the board.
Yes. Yes, thank you.
Marcus Adamioa from Jackson. They had a great year winning the A-South. A great night so far tonight for Marcus.
Big play that translates into points. Adamiola, who we mentioned, will take that prep year at Wyoming Seminary. He's got several Division I schools already looking at him. It won't be long before he is plucked from the ranks.
Matt, this may be a stupid question, but is the Wyoming Seminary in Wyoming?
I would think, Ed.
Yeah,
I can look it up for you, but I mean.
That would make sense. Might as well ask the big guy, right?
Let me do a quick
I'll ask him.
Google for you. No, Ed, how about that? It's in Pennsylvania. In Kingston, Pennsylvania. So who would think?
So that wasn't a bad question.
No, that
right?
Was actually, you've actually turned to be wise here tonight.
I just asked him, and he did tell me Pennsylvania. Not too far. Would have been tough going to Wyoming, right?
Kickoff from Ulrich all the way back inside the five-yard line. Handled there by Bennett from Asbury Park, who gets out over the 10 to the 12-yard line. And with 47 seconds left, Ocean County with that 7-0 lead. Let's see if Monmouth just takes a knee here and goes into the locker room.
Well, you know, if you're on the sideline for Ocean County, you got to say to yourself, you know what? We deserve to get on the board one way or another. Little did they know that was the way they'd pick up a fumble in the air and get into the end zone. But they do deserve to lead this game at halftime, and it looks like they will, unless Monmouth could pull out something and go 90 yards here.
D'Amato will come on, and he will operate with a four wide receiver set, three left, one right. Ball set from the middle part of the field. Draw play to Leonetti. He's got some space in front of him, dancing out over the 15-yard line. Makes a move, tries to get to the 20, closed down, however, at the 18.
Jake Lombardo, the outstanding linebacker from Brick Memorial, on the stop right there. Two things there. Try to keep him in bounds. Prevent the first down. It'll be second and a long three here. And Monmouth in no hurry to get a playoff here.
Time for one more if they want to keep it on the ground.
Yep. Well, now they will use a timeout.
We'll keep it here. And again, coming up at the half, we'll talk to all four of the newest Hall of Fame inductees, Bob Gennarelli, Bob Nowney, Joe Adelisi, Ed Ciarlucca, Scott Stump, our good buddy from Shore Sports Network, will join me and carry the load here at the half. Ed will be out celebrating.
Hey, Matt.
Yes, Ed.
I'm going to talk to our partner Kevin Williams' favorite player on this Dragon team returning this year, Ray Fattoruso. Ray.
Workhorse.
First thing, the workhorse. First thing, you cut your hair?
Yeah, you know, it was time to go. You got to go for new year, new look, you know. You can't keep the same look going.
Pretty good 7-on-7 season so far for the Dragons. Lost tonight in the finals of the 7-on-7 to Mattawan, but you guys have played in quite a few and been hitting the practice field pretty good this summer.
Yeah, you know, we prepare for 7-on-7s, and it's always great to win them. And, you know, it's a little boost to get to the season. And, you know, making it to finals is definitely, you know, a big accomplishment for us. And practice well is, you know, we push it 100% every day.
Big goal this year. Can we go back-to-back?
Absolutely. It just takes a little bit of effort, a little bit of heart.
Ray Fattoruso, Kevin's and mine and yours, one of our favorite players on the Dragon team.
And we can see that hat he's wearing from across the way.
Yep.
Stylish. In trouble here, and we'll get a sack to wind things down at the end of this first half as D'Amato hits the turf around the 10-yard line, and that will do it here for half number one. Ocean County, the late touchdown in the second quarter off the fumble recovery.
Matt, I got Rob Dahl here real quick. Rob, to say a team deserves to go into the locker room with the lead is to be an understatement. You deserve to lead this football game. It took a little strange play there, but you got your lead.
It's an all-star game. I thought our offense moved the ball well. A couple penalties kind of, you know, kicked us in the butt. But I thought our defense is playing excellent swarm to the ball defense like we expected them to. And they're doing exactly what we, you know, they're in exactly what we thought they'd be in. And the kids are doing a great job defending it.
Great job in the first half. Good luck in the second.
Thanks. I appreciate it.
Rob Dahl, the head man of the Dragons of Brick. He's got an exciting team coming back, Matt.
And maybe we can grab Don Klein, too, as the Monmouth County guys are kind of huddling around there before they make their way, that long walk back to
and
Brick.
I am with Donnie Klein. Don, tough to get the offensive going so far.
Yeah, it's been rough sledding a little bit there. You know, a lot of three and outs, a lot of negative plays on first down, putting us in bad situations.
I know you didn't have a whole lot of practice time this year. You're not one to make excuses, but had to hurt you a little bit getting the coordination of an offensive team together.
Yeah, it's been tough. I mean, it's been tough with a perfect week, and we're not going to use it as an excuse because, you know, Ocean County had to deal with the same thing. And, you know, they had some limitations on offense also. But during the week, we practiced Saturday, Sunday, had two good days. We didn't, you know, we were there, but we had lightning Monday and Tuesday, so those were washouts. You know, to try to get, you know, I know that everybody wants the offense, and they try to have some offensive things going, but it's tough on 2 or 3 days.
We'll make some adjustments. We'll see you in the second half.
Yeah, we'll get them.
Ed, appreciate it. We'll take a quick timeout here. When we come back, we'll start with the Hall of Fame halftime festivities as one of our own, the coach, Ed Saraluca, who graced the sidelines for several different programs during the course of his assistant coach tenure and has been with us here at the Shore Sports Network since 1997, one of four new inductees into the Shore Football Coaches Foundation. We're out for 60 seconds, back right after this quick timeout with more of the 37th annual All Shore Gridiron Classic. Ocean County leading Monmouth County 7-0 on the Shore Sports Network.